Don't ever study English. Listening comprehension tape. Tape 1. A day in the life of a typical American white-collar worker. Situation 1. Getting up in the morning. The alarm clock rings.
Honey, it's 7 o'clock. Time to get up.
Okay, just a few more minutes.
No, you told me to make sure you were up by 7.
I know, but I can sleep till 7:30 if I don't take a shower.
James, you know that's impossible. You have a meeting with your boss and later with an important client.
Christ, I almost forgot. That's what happens when I don't get enough sleep.
Enough sleep? You went to bed at 10. That's 9 hours.
Do you have to be right all the time? But you are right. I'm getting up.
Jump in the shower. That will make you feel better. And I'll make a pot of strong coffee. But what do you want for breakfast?
Something simple. How about a bagel and cream cheese?
No problem. It'll be ready before you are.
Don't be so sure.
Why wouldn't I be? You haven't beaten me yet.
True. But there's a first time for everything.
Situation 2. Breakfast.
Ah, the coffee smells great. Is that bagel ready? I'm starving.
It's ready just like it always is, and just like I told you it would be.
What would I do without you? You're the best.
Takes a sip of coffee.
And this coffee is pretty good, too.
We both know you just like me for my cooking.
That's not so. In fact, I'm the one who made dinner the last 2 nights.
Oh, yeah. I guess that means it's my turn tonight.
Only if you want to. I don't mind cooking once a day, especially when the weather is nice and I can barbecue.
Okay, but let's get back to breakfast. Can I get you anything else?
A little more coffee would be great, with a little more sugar in it this time, please.
Sure. Do you want another bagel or some fruit?
No, thanks. I'm just not that hungry in the morning. You know that.
I know, but I was reading in a magazine that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
I've heard that too, but I just can't force myself to eat when I'm not hungry.
Why don't I pack you a snack for later in the morning? You could eat it around 10 when you get hungry.
That's a great idea. I always regret not eating breakfast right at 10 o'clock.
What shall I make?
How about a beer?
James, be serious.
Okay, how about an apple and some cheese?
That's better. Just give me a minute to get it packed.
Take your time. I'm still early.
Situation 3. Driving to work.
Here it is, James. Now get going. I don't want you to be late.
Thanks, dear. I'll be home a little late tonight. Remember the client.
Okay, but call if you're going to be home after 10.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
James gets in the car and leaves for work. He turns on the news.
And there was an accident on Highway 99. A truck turned over, blocking westbound traffic for about 2 miles. Drivers on Highway 99 West might want to take local roads to work this morning. The current time is 7:43 on this sunny morning, and the temperature is 76 degrees. The weather forecast for later today is mostly sunny, with some clouds forming in the afternoon and a slight chance of showers in the early evening. We'll keep you updated with more traffic and weather throughout the day. But now, let's enjoy 45 minutes of commercial-free rock and roll.
Situation 4. The gas station.
Damn, I'm almost out of gas.
James pulls into a gas station.
What can I do for you?
Fill it up with unleaded, please. And can you check the oil, too?
Sure, pal.
He opens the hood and checks the oil.
You're about a quart low. Shall I put a quart in for you?
Please.
You know, you could really use a new set of tires. The ones you have are badly worn. I could do that for you right now. It wouldn't take more than 30 minutes.
And the price?
Well, that depends on how good a set of tires you want.
No, I'm late for work anyway. I'll just take the gas and oil today. How much will that be?
Let's see, $14 for the gas and $2.50 for the oil makes $16.50.
Do you take credit cards?
Only Visa and MasterCard, not American Express.
Fine. Here's my Visa.
Situation 5. Arriving at work.
Good morning, James. You're early. What's up?
Morning, Steve. Early is right. I've got two important meetings today. One with the boss and one with a client. You're pretty early yourself. Something important?
Yeah, I'm meeting a client, too. Someone from a big computer company. I think their headquarters are in Taiwan, but this guy runs the New York office.
Wang Computers. That's my client, too. But I think the owner is a Chinese-American. I'm not sure if they even have an office in Taiwan. I guess we're working on this account together.
Good. To tell you the truth, I was a little scared. The account is really big. It's just too much work for one man. Say, what time do you meet with the boss, Mr. Barnes?
10:30. Why?
I was right. We are on this account together. I'm scheduled to meet with Mr. Barnes at 10:30, too.
Well then, partner, let's get busy preparing something for the meeting.
Good idea. Where should we begin?
I don't know about you, but I always begin big projects by going to the bathroom, and then with a hot cup of coffee. Can you wait for me?
Just hurry. I'll get the coffee ready.
That sounds like an excellent plan.
Situation 6. Planning for the meeting.
I'm back.
Here's your coffee. You feeling better?
I feel like a champ. Where should we begin?
As always, it's best to begin at the beginning. What have you prepared for your meeting with Wang?
Basically, I just have an outline of a presentation of our company's new software. I think our product is high quality and that the people from Wang will realize that once they hear a description of it.
Well, James, that's a little too simple. We know the product is good, but we have to convince them of that, too. Luckily, I put together a video presentation on my notebook computer using our software. If they like the presentation, and I am confident they will, then that automatically means that they like our company's product.
Steve, that's why you are at the top of sales. You think of everything in advance. I'm really just a computer software engineer. I can make this stuff, but I can't sell it.
Of course you can't. That's why Mr. Barnes put us together. I'll take care of selling the software, and you can answer any tough technical questions that the people from Wang might ask. I'm as bad at science as you are at sales.
Steve, you're too modest. You're great at sales, but I know you know something about computers, too. I still remember when we first started working here. You taught me a thing or two about Apple Macintosh computers.
Sure I know about Macs, but that's just because I used one all through college. Plus, any dummy can use a Mac.
I couldn't.
Not at first. But after about 3 days, you were already better than me.
Okay, okay. So I'm a computer nerd.
Situation 7. The secretary.
I'll call my secretary and have her make copies of your outline.
Are you sure that's okay? I mean, she doesn't really work for me. What if she gets angry?
No problem. She works for me, and you and I are working on this project together. Watch and learn.
Steve picks up the phone.
Lisa, could you come in here, please?
I can, but I won't. It's only 8:55, and I don't start work until 9 o'clock.
Well, Steve, I guess she knows who's the boss.
Very funny. We'll just have to wait for 5 minutes, that's all.
Whatever you say.
At 2 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Lisa, do you think you could come in here now?
Of course, Mr. Dawson. I'll be right in.
Lisa comes into the office.
What do you need, sir?
Could you make Mr. Goddard here about 20 copies of this outline?
Why? Doesn't he have a secretary?
A little angry.
Of course he does. But we're working on a project together, and I would really appreciate it if you would just cooperate with me right now.
All right, you don't have to get mad. Did you say 10 or 20 copies?
Actually, 10 will be fine. It's a small group today.
But I said 20, so make it 20.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dawson.
Situation 8. Meeting the boss. Mr. Barnes calls Steve on the intra-office phone.
Dawson?
Yes, this is he.
Contact Goddard and come up to my office immediately. I want to go over today's meeting in advance.
Mr. Goddard is with me now. We'll come up right away.
Steve to James.
Well, that was the old man. It's showtime. And he sounds a little nervous, which means we have to be even more careful.
I'll be extremely careful. I just don't want him to yell at me again. I'm an engineer, not a secretary.
Be careful. Lisa might hear you. Anyway, let's go.
Steve and James go up to Mr. Barnes' office, and his secretary sends them in. They knock on the door.
Come in.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Barnes. How are you?
I'll be a lot better after this meeting is over. I hope you two have done your homework, because this is a huge deal. If we can convince Wang about our company, then larger computer firms will follow. I don't have to tell either of you, that could mean millions of dollars. I'm counting on you.
Don't worry, Mr. Barnes. Sir, you can depend on us. Isn't that right, James?
Yes, I think. I mean, of course you can.
I had better be able to, and if you two do a good job, I won't forget it when it comes time for promotions either. I put you on this assignment because you are my two best men. I know you won't disappoint me. Well, let's hear about your ideas for the presentation. Goddard, would you like to start?
I think it might be best to let Mr. Dawson begin. He's the expert at sales.
Situation 9. Going to lunch.
Wow, that went pretty well. Mr. Barnes was easy today.
Easy on you, maybe. I don't think he likes me.
Don't be ridiculous. He likes you, but he's a businessman like me, and so I know how to talk to him.
I'm not so sure.
Well, I'm sure that I'm hungry. Why don't we continue talking over lunch?
That sounds great. I'm starving.
They walk outside the building to a restaurant.
Do you like Italian food? This place is terrific.
Like it. I love it. Let's go in.
They sit down and look at the menu for a while. Then the waitress comes.
What are your specials today?
Today we have roasted lamb and vegetable lasagna. I highly recommend the lasagna.
The lasagna sounds good. I'll have that.
And you, sir?
No, no vegetables for me. I want some meat. I'll try the lamb, please.
Also an excellent choice. Would you care for anything to drink?
Yes, I'll have a double martini.
Steve, what about the meeting?
Oh, yes. Better make that a mineral water.
I'll have some lemonade, please. And could you bring us some bread to start?
Of course. I'll be right back with that.
I like this place. They have really good service.
Just follow me and you won't go wrong.
Not with restaurants, at least.
Situation 10. The meeting.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Today, my colleague, Mr. Goddard, and I will be introducing you to a revolutionary new software program. It combines all the functions of various other programs: word processing, translating, financial management, graphic design, and more, into one. I will be leading the first part of the presentation, while Mr. Goddard will be answering technical questions at the end.
I have a question from the beginning.
Yes, please go ahead.
I am wondering about the price of your program. In other words, will it be cheaper to buy your product, or should we just buy all of the others separately?
I'm glad you asked that question, Mr. Wang. I was going to save this part until the end of the meeting, but since you asked, I will tell you. Our program is on average 40% less expensive than it would be to buy the programs it replaces separately.
And what about after service and upgrades?
All our products are guaranteed for 1 year. As for upgrades, they will also be free for 1 year and can be downloaded from the Internet.
I am also curious about compatibility with Apple computers. Do you have a separate product for Apple or...
Perhaps my colleague should answer that, as it is more on the technical side.
Mr. Wang, I developed this product to work on both PCs and Macs. I assume your company is mainly interested in the PC version. But I assure you, Mac users will have no problems with our product either.
That's what I was afraid of. I want Mac users to have problems. Otherwise, they'll keep buying from Apple and not from my company.
I apologize, sir, but I cannot help you with that.
Situation 11, with a coworker.
Steve, James, how did the presentation go?
Don't ask.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. Steve did really well. I think they're sold.
They were until you told them that we were making the same product for their competitors. You never tell them that.
I am sorry, but I cannot lie just to make a sale. Maybe that's why I'm terrible at sales.
Yeah, that's right. From now on, you just stick to designing and programming, and leave the selling to me.
Don't be too hard on him, Steve. Mr. Wang might appreciate his honesty. Even if you had lied to him, he's a smart guy, especially when it comes to computers. And he probably would have known anyway. Now he knows you guys and our company are honest. We'll just have to see what happens.
True. And besides, Apple is really a tiny company when compared to all these PC giants. I don't think Mr. Wang feels threatened by them.
I'm sure we'll know soon enough.
Situation 12. Back in the boss's office. Seeming quite upset.
I hope you two know what you have done.
I'm sorry, Mr. Barnes. It was all my fault. Steve was doing just fine until I opened my big mouth. I take full responsibility.
Yes, sir. I told him to keep quiet about that Mac stuff and just let me do the talking.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Now seeming quite happy.
Well, that's interesting, since Mr. Wang has just signed a contract to order 50,000 units. Good job, Goddard. He said he was impressed both by your technical knowledge and your honesty. As for you, Dawson, we'll talk tomorrow. Right now, I'm too happy to think about anything negative.
But, Mr. Barnes, sir...
That'll be all.
Come on, Steve. You can only make it worse by talking now. Goodbye, Mr. Barnes, and thank you.
No, thank you, Goddard. You did a fine job today. This company needs more men like you. We may be talking about a promotion soon. Now get out of here.
Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Situation 13. In the parking lot.
James, wait. I really want to say I'm sorry for my behavior before.
Don't mention it.
No, really. I did a rotten thing back there and I just wanted to apologize.
Forget about it. You were under a lot of pressure over the last few weeks. I know how important this project was to you.
Yeah, but it was important to you too, and I shouldn't have turned on you like that.
Well, you may have a chance to make it up to me.
How?
If I become vice president, I'll need my own good men to work for me.
Would you do that for me?
Of course I would. I've seen you work, and you are very talented. Even today, you were much better prepared than I was. I just got lucky.
It wasn't all luck. You have so much more technical knowledge than I do, and you're not afraid to tell the truth.
Exactly. And that's why, like today, we make a good team. I'd hate to lose you, and I know the company would too.
I'm not so sure about that after hearing Mr. Barnes today.
That's nonsense. He's just trying to scare you. And besides, if he's so happy with my performance, he'll have to listen when I tell him you're one of the best men at his company.
I hope you're right.
You know I'm right. Would you like something to drink?
Not only would I like it, I need it.
Situation 14. In a bar.
What can I get for you, gentlemen, tonight?
I'd like a gin and tonic, please.
Make mine a double scotch straight up.
Did you have a rough day?
I don't want to talk about it, but let's just say you should keep the bottle close at hand.
I understand.
Hey, where's my gin and tonic?
Okay, just give me a second here.
Bartender goes to make the drinks.
Man, I just wanted to apologize again for...
Cutting Steve off.
Stop.
We're at a bar now, not at the office, and I don't want to talk about work. I said it was okay, and I meant it. If it's really still bothering you, we can talk about it on Monday.
You're right. I'll shut up now.
Returning with a drink in each hand.
Here's a gin and tonic for you, and a double scotch, straight up. For my friend who had the hard day. I hope this helps.
You know it will. James, a toast to your coming promotion.
No, you're getting ahead of yourself. First, let's drink to our successful deal today. Cheers.
They touch glasses.
Cheers to a good day's work.
This is the end of Tape A. Situation 15. Back at home.
Wow, you're home early. It's only 8:45.
Yeah, it was a strange day at the office.
Why? Did your presentation go poorly?
No, nothing like that. In fact, it went really well. It's just that I had some trouble with a colleague.
Who?
Do you remember Steve Dawson?
Let me think. Didn't I meet him at the Christmas party?
Yes, that's him.
That's right. I told you to be careful when working with him. He seems so aggressive. What did he do?
Oh, nothing, really. I just thought we were supposed to be working together, but he seemed to be working against me.
I told you to watch out for him. I remember I said...
Cutting her off.
Yes, you told me, but I don't want to talk about it now. Tomorrow is Saturday, and I just want to rest. Besides, we haven't had much time together, either. How was your day?
The same as always. I like teaching, but sometimes the children are so wild.
But they love you and need you, just like me.
Oh, stop. And anyway, I don't want to talk about my day either. Have you eaten?
Not since lunch. You?
I was waiting for you. I thought you might be home early.
Great. What do you want?
Let's order some Chinese food. I feel like staying at home and watching a video.
Perfect.
Situation 16. Getting up in the morning. The alarm goes off, but James is already up.
Catherine, are you going to sleep all day or do I get some breakfast?
Oh, what are you doing up so early? You never get up before me.
I'm so excited about the deal with Wang yesterday that I am actually looking forward to going to work.
James, honey, it is so nice to see you happy about your job. I know how long you've been waiting for some recognition from your boss. And look, now your honesty and hard work are paying off.
Well, are you just going to lie in bed? Why don't you make some eggs, toast, and coffee while I take a shower?
All right, I'm getting up.
Situation 17. Breakfast.
Are two eggs going to be enough?
Plenty. I wouldn't mind another cup of coffee, though.
You should eat a little more. It looks like you're going to have a big day at the office.
You may be right, but I can't really think of food right now. I've got too many other things on my mind.
I just don't want you to run out of energy today.
Don't worry, I'll stop off on the way to the office at Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a few donuts in case I get hungry between now and lunch.
Oh, James, donuts? Why don't you eat a more nutritious breakfast? You're not a college kid anymore.
You're right, but the fact is, I love donuts. Always have, always will. Well, I should get going. I want to get to the office a little early today. I have to figure out a way to smooth things out between Steve and Mr. Barnes.
Okay, honey. Have a good day. What time will you be home?
I have a feeling Mr. Barnes is planning to take us out to dinner tonight to celebrate yesterday's deal.
Would it do any good for me to ask you not to drink too much at the dinner tonight?
Probably not.
I didn't think so. But you know I had to ask anyway.
Don't worry, honey. If I drink tonight, I'll take a taxi home.
Okay. Have a good day. I'll see you tonight.
See you tonight.
Situation 18. At Dunkin' Donuts. James enters Dunkin' Donuts.
Good morning. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
Good morning. Are the donuts fresh this morning?
Yes, sir. We made them about an hour ago.
Good. In that case, I had better pick up a few for the rest of the guys at the office. Do you have a special if I order more than a dozen?
As a matter of fact, we're having a September special. For every dozen donuts you order, we will give you a 13th donut free.
In that case, give me a dozen chocolate and a dozen jelly-filled.
Yes, sir. Here you are. Would that be all?
Also, would you fill my thermos up with coffee? We have a coffee machine at the office, but it's not as good as your coffee.
There you are, sir. 2 dozen donuts and 1 thermos of coffee. That will be $6.75.
All I have is a $50 bill. Can you make change this early in the morning?
No problem. Here is your change. Have a nice day.
Thanks. You too.
Situation 19. At the office. When James arrives at the office, his secretary is already there.
Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Mr. Goddard. Mr. Barnes asked to see you as soon as you got in.
Did he say what it is about?
No, but he said to ask you to come up to his office as soon as you arrive. I assume it's about the Wang account.
I'm sure you are right. Thank you, Stacy. By the way, I brought some donuts. Feel free to help yourself.
Mr. Goddard, you know I'm trying to watch my weight.
I forgot. Anyway, why don't you put them out so everyone in the office can help themselves?
What's the special occasion? I don't recall you ever bringing donuts for everyone before.
Let's just say that I'm in a good mood today. Well, I'd better get up to Mr. Barnes' office. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Situation 20. Mr. Barnes' office. James knocks on Mr. Barnes' door and enters his office.
You asked for me, sir?
Ah, Goddard. Good. Come right in. Listen, I want to ask your opinion about a few things. First, let me tell you again how pleased I am at the way you handled the Wang account. As you know, this is a huge account, and it's going to require its own management team.
Thank you, sir.
Wang Computers wants us to not only develop a new set of software for the new operating system we are designing for them, but they also want us to develop new marketing strategies for this system. Something similar to what Apple did with their new line of Macintosh computers. That was a brilliant marketing idea to build the processor right into the monitor. And you know how successful they were in developing great advertising for their new products.
Yes, sir. Apple was able to regain their share of the market with the combination of a great product and good advertising.
Well, Goddard, I need a team that can do the same thing for us and Wang Computers. I'm thinking of making you the man in charge of putting this team together and managing it. Do you think you could handle an assignment like that?
Do you mean that I could choose my own team?
With my approval, of course.
Yes, sir. I think with the right people working with me, that I can make the most of our partnership with Wang Computers.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. I am promoting you to the executive director in charge of the Wang account. Now, you are going to need a good assistant. Do you have anyone in mind?
Yes, sir, I do. Steve Dawson.
Dawson? From what I saw at the meeting yesterday, he didn't seem to be a team player. He was looking out for his own interest.
Well, yes, it did seem that way, but there are a few things you should know about Steve Dawson, sir. First, he has been with the company much longer than I have, without a promotion, and the Wang account was his big chance. That is why he was so aggressive. Second, when I came into the company, there were so many things that I didn't know. Steve was never selfish with his time, and he taught me a lot. Third, I think if he is given a chance, he can develop a great advertising package for the new system we are developing for our partnership with Wang Computers. Last but not least, Steve and I really work well together.
I must say I am impressed with your loyalty. All right, then. I want you to take Dawson to lunch today and inform him of his promotion to Assistant Executive Director in charge of the Wang deal.
Thank you, sir. I can assure you that you won't regret your decision.
All right, Goddard. That's all. You can go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Goddard, one more thing.
Sir?
You can put the lunch bill on your new executive expense account.
Yes, sir.
Situation 21. James's office.
Stacy, would you get Steve Dawson on the line for me, please?
Right away, Mr. Goddard.
Dials Steve's extension.
Mr. Dawson, this is Mr. Goddard's office. Please hold for Mr. Goddard.
Speaking on the phone.
Good morning, Steve. How's it going?
James. Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well this morning, but you don't sound so good. Is something wrong?
Well, it's just that I've been worrying all night about what happened yesterday. I still feel terrible about the way I acted in the meeting.
Listen, I told you last night to forget about it.
I know you did, but I can't get over it so easily. I really feel like I let you down yesterday.
Look, do you have any plans for lunch today?
Nothing special. Why?
Then why don't you let me buy you lunch today?
Actually, I feel like I should buy you lunch.
No, today lunch will be on me. Shall we meet at 12 o'clock then?
All right. I'll see you at noon.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Situation 22. At the restaurant.
Wow, this is a really expensive place. Are you sure you want to eat here? Why don't we just go get a couple of sandwiches?
Don't worry about that.
The waitress greets them.
Good afternoon. How many people today?
Just the two of us.
Would you like a booth?
That would be fine, thank you.
All right, follow me, please.
James and Steve are seated.
Here is our lunch menu with the specials listed on the right. I would especially like to recommend the steak and lobster combination. The lobster is very fresh.
I think I will just have the soup and salad special, please.
What are you talking about? Why don't we both get the steak and lobster special? It sounds great.
But, James, that will be a $60 lunch bill. I know what your salary is, and you can't afford lunches like this.
Don't worry about it. This goes on a company credit card.
But we don't have company credit cards.
As of today, I have one.
James! Does that mean that you got a promotion?
Let's order first, then I'll tell you all about it. Waitress, we'd like two of the steak and lobster specials.
Yes, sir. And how would you like your steak?
Medium rare, please.
And you, sir?
Make mine medium well, please.
Fine. Anything to drink today?
Yes, I believe we will have two glasses of your best red wine.
Very good. Will that be all?
Yes, thank you.
Would you tell me what's going on? I'm dying of curiosity.
I met Mr. Barnes this morning, and we had a very interesting talk about the Wang account.
What did he say?
Well, first of all, you are looking at the new executive director in charge of the Wang account development team.
Are you serious? Congratulations, James. You really deserve it. Wow, an executive position. I can't believe it.
That's not all. Mr. Barnes thinks that what this account really needs is not only technical support, but a new promotional strategy to emphasize the strengths of our software and Wang's operating systems. My new job is to put together and supervise a team to continue technical development and support. In addition, as I just mentioned, the team will have to come up with a new and innovative marketing strategy for the product.
That all sounds great, James. I'm really happy for you. If I'd been just a little more of a team player, perhaps Mr. Barnes would have promoted me to the team as well. I guess I really missed my chance yesterday.
Well, that is what I wanted to talk to you about over lunch today. Even though things didn't go that well for you yesterday, I understand why it happened. I know how much stress you have been under at work to bring in a big contract.
To be honest, I haven't been sleeping very well because of the stress.
Also, I remember how much you helped me when I first joined the company. That is why I want you to be my right-hand man on the new team. Mr. Barnes authorized me to offer you the assistant executive director's position.
You're not joking, are you? You're being serious with me.
I'm being totally serious.
I can't believe it! This is the chance I've been waiting for! But I don't understand. Yesterday, Mr. Barnes looked like he was ready to fire me. What changed his mind?
I don't think he was really that mad at you. But he did ask me who I wanted to be second-hand command on my team, and I said I wanted you.
After yesterday, you would still do this for me?
Like I said before, I understand why you acted the way you did yesterday.
I also need your advertising expertise on the team.
I don't know what to say. This is the promotion I've been waiting for.
Congratulations, Steve.
Waitress brings the food and drinks.
Here are your orders and your drinks. Enjoy your meal.
Thank you.
If there is anything else I can get you, please let me know.
James picks up his wine glass.
Let's make a toast to our new team.
Cheers!
Situation 23. Back at the office.
Stacy, could you come into my office for a minute?
I'll be right there, Mr. Goddard.
Sit down, Stacy.
Thank you.
Stacy, do you like working for me?
Yes, Mr. Goddard, very much.
Well, I have been promoted to an executive position, and I'm going to need a secretary that can handle the pressure. Do you think you can do the job? Of course, there would be a raise with the new job.
Congratulations, Mr. Goddard. That's great news. Of course, I would like to continue to work for you in your new position. And don't worry, I can handle it.
Good. That's settled then. Just one thing. If I need you to start working before 9 o'clock, I hope you don't complain.
Of course, Mr. Goddard. You won't hear me complain.
Good. Then let's start packing for the move to our new office.
This is the end of Tape B.